Good day and welcome to the Just Vocabulary Podcast. My name is Jan, coming to you from Cape Town, South Africa. This is Just Vocabulary episode 552, and we'll introduce the following two GRE words.
Insouciant.
And
synthesis. Insouciant.
Insouciant and synthesis.
Synthesis.
Let's get started with our first word, insouciant.
Insouciant.
Frank's insouciant attitude toward money and the importance of saving will surely land him in financial trouble.
Insouciant.
Sometimes Lisa admired Frank's youthful insouciance, but other times she thought he was too cavalier.
Insouciant.
The insouciant way in which John managed his employees caused people to slack off and disregard their responsibilities.
Insouciant.
Insouciant is spelled I-N-S-O-U-C-I-A-N-T.
Insouciant.
What does it mean? Insouciant describes someone who is relaxed and happy, without worry or guilt. That person is very unconcerned. He's carefree. Insouciant was derived from the French word soucier, which means to care. Someone insouciant is carefree. An insouciant policy or idea is one without much thought or care behind it. And the related noun, insouciance, denotes carefree and relaxed behavior. Here's another example sentence. The insouciant housekeeper didn't notice that the dog had gotten out.
Insouciant.
And here's a mnemonic, a little trick to remember the word. Insouciant. It sounds like in soup and or in sauce and. Suppose that the waiter in a restaurant serves you a soup with an and in it. And he's not even concerned about removing that and. Then the waiter is insouciant. Okay, some synonyms: breezy, carefree, or easygoing, nonchalant, or careless. Some antonyms: concerned, burdened, or troubled. Okay, interesting word. Let's move on. And our next word is synthesis.
Synthesis.
And here's an example. The synthesis of all the information we have gathered should provide us with a theory about everything.
Synthesis.
The synthesis of our various ideas created a truly unique marketing strategy for our client.
Synthesis.
The artist's paintings are an interesting synthesis of abstraction and impressionism.
Synthesis.
The noun synthesis is spelled S-Y-N-T-H-E-S-I-S.
Synthesis.
Interesting word, but what does it mean? Synthesis is a noun, and it can mean a couple of things. It can be the result of a combination, a new unified whole resulting from the combination of different ideas, influences, or objects. But synthesis can also mean combining of various components into whole. The process of combining different ideas, influences, or objects into a new whole. The verb synthesize is derived from the Greek syntetanai, which means to put together. In synthesis, different elements come together to form a unified whole. So the related verb synthesize means to combine or integrate. So, some synonyms: creation, combination, or formation, or mixture, or compound. And some antonyms: separation, or destruction. Okay, and that's it for today's show. Thanks so much for listening, and see you soon with another two words.
Do you want to get more of these shows? Go to our website, justvocabulary.com, and download all of our previous shows. Or order the DVD for just $19. Free worldwide shipping.